Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Why you no listen? Why you so stupid? How come you brown trash? Brown trash equivalent to white trash. You're so stupid. My nephew in fourth grade discovered a black hole. He's an astrophysicist now. Who you think I go to county fair with? You or him? I go with him. My nephew in sixth grade got PhD. All you say is PhD's nuts. That's so stupid. I'm creative. You know funny? How you get show on internet? How you know computer? How you know use computer? My 5-year-old cousin, military millionaire, sold application for phone. Tells you how stupid you are. You are sellout. Why you wear Abercrombie Fitch? Go eat hamburger hot dog. Stupid.
All right. Enough of that. Who let him on the air? Disagree with half the things he said.
Check out an all-new Friday Night Funhouse on Friday nights on the VOCNation.com. 11:30 Eastern PM, 8:30 PM Pacific. Also Saturday nights on VOC Nation. Follow AK at Twitter at AK Funhouse.
Hey guys, check out AK Live at a comedy club near you. Here are the following dates for future live events. August 29th. To be determined. August 30th, TBD. August 31, canceled. Thanks for checking out the AK Live tour schedule coming outside of a 9-to-4-cent store near you. Alright. That was pretty good. Twitter at AK Funhouse, hashtag Team AK, hashtag Sweatpants Glory, hashtag Team Funhouse, hashtag the official band of the summer. Summer's over, I think. Hashtag North LA. Submit one. Some from the show contributed by Akbar, Gertrude, Dick Johnson. No contributions from Conrad Estevez tonight. Any comments made by hosts, mutants, animals, puppets don't reflect the views of the VOCNation.com. Check out our all-new Friday Night Funhouse right now. All right. Are we on? We are starting the show here. Old Man McGee in the house. You son of a bitch. How'd everybody come in today? I would enjoy the summer. I want to hang out with a fairy like you, putting me to sleep. Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're very excited. We are live. We are live people on top of the Los Feliz Hilton. We are live on top of the Los Feliz Hilton right now. Friday Night Funhouse. It's getting out of control, if you ask me. It's a slow night. It is a slow night. I got a bunch of clips for you. It's really hot today. I run around a lot. Think that's what you do, you know, if you don't have a career, you know, or a good job, you just run around a lot. And I'm burned out, you know, Friday, Saturday, I'm burned out. And I still try to come on here, give an effort. And what can I say, you know, I do my best. And I can like tell you a funny story or an allegory, metaphor about your life. You know, like, what do you want to do, people? People out there, 855-862-7234, what do you want to do with your life, your aspirations? You just languish around, you know, just like, you know, the gust of wind takes you away. You know, do you have, like, you know, not that much respect from people because, like, other people are like, oh, look at this guy, what a son of a bitch. You know, they just give you this look, you know, either jealous or something. You know, you can't hold a job. Maybe you get fired all the time.
Read my lips. You're fired.
What can you do to better yourself? I can help you. I'm your life coach. Oh, AK, you're his life coach. Oh, that's going to make anyone sound feel more secure. I think there is a secret, and if you put your effort towards something, like all your energy on something, whether it's worthwhile, try to say worthwhile. After I only had like 3 Heineken. Worthwhile. Is it worthwhile to improve, you know, yourself? Make a board, you know, make a dream board. Put everything you want on that board, you know, pictures of different stuff, and then use your energy to try to get it, you know. Like me, you know, I used to call in to the VOC Nation, and now I have my own podcast. I'm not saying everybody can have their own podcast. Well, you probably can if you pay for it yourself, but I'm saying... I'm not a call-in jerk anymore. I have my own show. I talk to call-in jerks now, and I can hang up on them. I can do what I want to do. You know? It's a lot of great stuff here on the VOC Nation. And, you know, I don't even have to continue. I can just go to Netflix and watch Cheers. I've been watching Cheers, man. Cheers is pretty badass. I don't know if you ever heard of Cheers, but it's with Sam Malone, you know, Mayday Malone. He was in Cheers. He owns the bar, then he loses the bar. And anyways, you know, who cares? No one wants to hear me talk about Cheers, right? But we're doing a TV review right now. So I'm reviewing Cheers, so you're going to have to listen. There's a lot of good characters on the show, I think. You know, I can't do any impressions of them, so... You know, if... We got any clips, Abdul? Abdul has taken the summer off, so it's just me and old man Obadiah Johnson's not even in here. Where's Obadiah? That son of a bitch. He's having a barbecue. All right, well, it's just you and me. It's just you, fairy. There's no you and me, you son of a bitch. Here's a word from Obadiah Johnson, and then we're going to get to a clip. Well, hello there. This is Obadiah Johnson. And no Jehovah's Witness barbecue is a hit without my favorite barbecue sauce, Obadiah Johnson's barbecue sauce. Now on ranch, an evil juice sauce. Warning, evil juice sauce may cause spontaneous combustion to ethnic and black people. Well, hello there. On really hot days, and I like to use my moisture crotch wipes, Obadiah Johnson moisture crotch wipes. For these sticky and uncomfortable days, just go ahead and try one. It will cool you when you need your crotch to be cool. Isn't your entire show just a fucking clip, AK? No. Well, maybe. So, you know, I had a list of chores I had to do today, and then once I finished my chores, I would get my adult guardian to sign the release form for my Walkman.
Don't let anyone ever take your Walkman. I'm telling this to everybody out there listening. You know, they can take anything from you. Don't let them take your Walkman.
So, I got my Walkman back. And we're going to be right back after these messages. You're listening to Friday Night Funhouse with AK, and if you can't tell, we're having the greatest time of our lives. son of a bitch on podcast. Couldn't give it to you like a roundhouse kick like Patrick Swayze. Flavor off a tag.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got like a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
I don't like that bitch anyway. She never gives me my beer on time. Fucking hate her.
First 3 months at the firm as a trainee. You make $150 a week. After you're done training, you take the Series 7. You pass that, you become a junior broker, and you're opening accounts for your team leader. You open 40 accounts, start working for yourself. Sky's the limit. Word or two about being a trainee. Friends, your parents, the other brokers, whoever, they're going to give you shit about it. It's true. $150 a week, not a lot of money. But pay them no mind. You need to learn this business, and this is the time to do it. Once you pass the test, none of that's going to matter. Your friends are shit. If someone made 25 grand last month, they're not going to fucking believe you. Fuck them. Fuck them. Parents don't like the life you lead? Fuck you, Mom and Dad. See how it feels when you're making their fucking Lexus payments. Now go home and think about it. Think about whether or not this is really for you. If you decide it isn't, listen, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not for everyone. Thanks. But if you really want this, you call me on Monday. And we'll talk. Just don't waste my fucking time.
I'm curious, is it strictly apathy, or do you really not have a goal in life?
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed. And I gotta tell you, it feels phenomenal.
Farravelli, you've got the brain of a 4-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
So, now you know what's possible. Let me tell you what's required. You are required to work your fucking ass off at this firm. We want winners here, not pikers. A piker walks at the bell. Piker asks how much vacation time you get in the first year. Vacation time. People come and work at this firm for one reason, to become filthy rich. That's it. We're not here to make friends. We're not saving the fucking manatees here, guys. You want vacation time? Go teach third grade public school.
Well, in the meantime, could you let me have $12 until payday?
$12?
Don't be scared. You'll get it back. I'll give you my personal note for 90 days. If it isn't paid by then, you can keep the note.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's how you talk?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my bitch. Know what I'm saying? So shit, man. Fuck it.
You shouldn't even be hanging out with this pervert.
I don't hang out with him. I work with him, and that's it. I tried to introduce him to a few nice people. He made a fool of himself. I don't mess with him, baby. That's not me.
You should keep your hoe on a leash.
Oh, bro, I can't let you...
Hey.
I can't let you be talking to my woman like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch is running wild, man.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Hey guys, do you like TV dinners? Are you tired of being snubbed because you're not hip? Well, girl or boy, be part of something special. Join Team Funhouse. We got great stuff like team meetings, helping out old people that will die soon, maybe even fly kites with them before they meet the Grim Reaper. What a deal! Mixing taffy for the deaf. bagging groceries for cats and dogs, making jean jackets out of jean pants, passing out flyers explaining why women are so mean. Do you like cutting out pictures from magazines and making posters? Me either. Fuck off. Hey, dude. Do you live near a Shakey's? Sponsor a Team Funhouse pizza party. There used to be a lot of homeless bums and hookers on the bench near the one next to my house, but since then they cleaned it up. Once you become a team member, you'll receive newsletters and a magazine subscription to Twat Monthly. Thank you. Follow us at AK Funhouse on Twitter. And once you enter that Shakey's, the ambiance is ambient.
Hey, I'm gonna have some food right now. Come out some food. I'm going to take a commercial break. You can call the show at 855-862-7234, but you can fuck off, too.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Have the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South Chip.
You know that Crab Nation show? I don't like that show. The fucking Crab Nation. Never been no Crab Nation without a funhouse. Those sons of bitches. Another commercial, I'm still eating.
This is Zelo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Grady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room. TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com.
That dude, he let me do a podcast on his voicemail, and then he got sick of that shit.
Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the ball to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Have the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
just had some chow mein. I'm gonna feel like I'm gonna puke now, man. Fuck. I think we had a great show. A lot of great surprises. A lot of stuff happening. It's a monumental show we had over here. I'm gonna give it up for the crowd. The crowd was, you know. It's 8:58 p.m. Los Angeles, California. 80, 97 degrees. Who knows? I'm sweating over here. Did you get that, old man, McGee? You son of a bitch. Press the burp button. I don't have the burp button. You're the producer. You should press the button. You son of a bitch. I take this backhand and slap you. Slap you silly. All right. Anyway, it's Friday night. Nothing happening here for me. We're trying to concentrate on the secret. You know, we use our energies together. We got a fax here. Someone sending us a fax. What's this about? Someone wants to talk about the Super Bowl. Actually, now the NFL is asking a pay-to-play policy here. So they're saying that if you want to be at the Super Bowl, you just have to pay them for the time to be at the Super Bowl. So, like, there you go. If you want to see me at the Super Bowl, blather on about nothing, then there you go. Let's raise them some money. You know, how bad can I be? You know, I could be better than the Rolling Stones. Just a bunch of museum exhibits at this point. Fucking rocking out, you know, forget about that. I want to see that Mick Jagger. He's like, come on.
That's all, folks.
Who wants to see that stuff? Oh, you have a problem with me belching on air? Then don't listen, okay? You don't have to listen. Who wants to hear a North? Pieces of the Sky. Anybody? We'll play it later. The call lines are jammed right now. Sorry if we can't get to everybody all at once. You know, out of all the sound effects you have, AK, one would be appropriate would be the cricket. So what, I'm just this crazy dude that's just talking to himself in a single studio, and he says he's at the Los Feliz Hilton, even though there's no Hilton at the top of the Los Feliz. Maybe I should end the show early. I got to work on my vision board. What do I want? Do I want a podcast? Do I want stuff? Do I don't want stuff that I already have? Is that like regular people, dude? Regular people, they just have stuff that they don't want. They take for granted, and then when they don't have it anymore, they write songs about it. You know? Well, I think we're going to wrap it up. I'm kind of tired. I just, like, inhaled that chow mein. It just didn't come out right. Go in right, I guess. Well, you know, I don't know. I guess I can go on, you know, because, you know, you're dying to hear me every week. So, like, I might not do a show tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to do Saturday Night Funhouse. Because, you know. Oh, you know, I could talk about my sister. She called me a bum. And then my other sister was like, oh, why do you always call us bums? You're the bum. And it's like, yeah, you know, like, why am I getting called a bum, you know? And I never hear it from her face. She never calls me a bum to my face. I hear it secondhand through my other sister, who tells me everything that my other sister's... What are you talking about, man? You're listening to the ramblings of a very bored individual. I'm sorry. You know, I'm very sorry. I'm not exciting. I thought I'd be cooler than I am, but I'm lame. And that's okay. It's all right. We're doing a book report over here. We're doing Sherlock Holmes, The Hound of the Baskervilles, if you want to go ahead and start reading that book and send in your book report. The winner will receive a one-page letter written in crayon by the Funhouse staff. So it's a great prize all around.
Anyone?
phone's ringing. Oh, I thought the phone was ringing. Okay. So like we said, we're doing the book report. Go ahead and get that in. Also, we're doing a GoFund account to get the fund out to the Super Bowl. So be a part of that project. You know, we can get to the Super Bowl. You're like, who the fuck is that guy? I don't know. So, I'm sorry, I'm very, like, not into it today. I'm just trying to kill some time, then I'm going to play the other clip I made, and then I'll end the show. But, yeah, I'm not really happy with that ramen I got, the ramen noodle. You know, I was there waiting for the food, and there was, like, a brown dude with, like, this white chick, and the white chick had, like, a lot of interesting stuff to say, but she wasn't much to look at, you know, but I don't know, she was just trying to look ugly. But yeah, she wasn't much to look at. Then there was another table where just this two white dates, a white couple, and yeah, that chick, I don't want to look over, but like she was way too dressed for that Thai place. It's like, this is a Hollywood Thai place, bitch. That guy's getting you a $10 ramen noodle, gaizuga, and then whatever, you know, gaizogas or whatever. So it's a cheap place he took you, and you overdressed, you know, so you're not going to anywhere near La Cienega or Melrose, bitch. So I'm trying to be a student of the game. How do you become a student of the game? You study the art that you want to be good at. And the only way to do that is to watch repeats of television shows. Because I'm trying to be like a comic, so I watch old episodes on Netflix of Cheers. Because I heard Cheers was supposed to be a really funny show. And pretty much the song gets annoying after a while, but they have characters, I'll say that much. There's characters. Haven't noticed any ethnicities on Cheers, but we're just going to let that one slide. We'll let it slide. So you won't find anything there. There's a Native American Tecumseh there. He's a cigar store Indian. I really like microwave TV dinner, microwave pizza. I think owning a microwave has changed my life. You know, I eat more warm food. You know, I eat more warm food. And it's good. It's good to have that. It's very good. And there's a bikini bar that I frequent. And it's, you know, if the lineup sucks, then I'm usually in and out, like, you know, two beers, three beers, because most of the girls there. Oh, what does the lineup suck mean? The girls don't like you because they talk to you and they think you're a jerk off? Yeah, the lineup sucks. So then, but then there's always a new, you know, there's high turnover over there at the Bimbo. That's like Bimbo Palace, you know, like there's a big high turnover ratio. So there's always new bitches coming in. So you can always use your old tricks on the new bitches, you know, stack them, whack them, you know, whatever. But, and then, you know, the new ones talk to the old ones, and the old ones are like, oh, you should talk to him. He's an asshole. He just gets drunk and talks shit. It's because I was telling this one dancer, you know, I got fucked up, and I was telling her, yeah, you know, I like white chicks, but I just want to fuck white chicks. I don't want to, like, have any long-term shit. I'm brown. They don't understand me. We're different. You know, if that's possible, if that's just being stupid, when I you know, if I get wasted and I'll text somebody, oh, you know, I'm brown, get out of my life. You don't understand me. Walk a mile in my brown hat. If you walk 10 miles in my brown hat, and then you'll see what's going on. Before we get to the calls, let's go to the clip. We're playing clips right now. Go to a clip real fast. Hey, the show's not about sound effects, funny clips. It's about you, man. Just keep doing your stuff, and you'll be okay. Fuck, my neighbors are loud. Why do they listen to that? They're not even black.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
In Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than five women to be in the same place, except for in brothel or in grave. In USA, many women meet in a group called
All right, let's go to Las Vegas. We are 702. You're on the line.
Hey, what's up? So low.
What is going
what's
on?
Up,
Friday Night Funhouse.
No, I was just, I just wanted to call and had another Johnny Bromance fucking sighting. Oh my god.
Johnny Bromance, where'd you see him at?
Walking down the street with a coffee in his hand and a green shirt and orange pants and brown boots. All right, idiot. All right, so what's up, man? How you been?
All right, just hanging out Friday nights, you know. What do you think about the Super Bowl pay-to-play thing? Where, oh, well, he's gone. Collar dropped. So let's get back to the clips here. Hey, the show's not about sound effects, funny clips. It's about you, man. Just keep doing your stuff, and you'll be okay. Fuck, my neighbors are loud. Why do they listen to that? They're not even black.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
In Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than five women to be in the same place, except for in brothel or in grave. In USA, many women meet in a group called the feminists.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
Personal check-in to be okay? You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
He's a really nice guy and all, but I'm pretty sure that he is a serial murderer.
Who cares, man? He's a nice guy. I just want to get drunk, fucked up, and play some cards.
That's great. Look, I don't want to end up a lampshade in some creepy apartment. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man. Did you touch my drum set?
Nope.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird. Because I didn't touch him.
Hey! Didn't you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drum stick, because the left one has a chip in it.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Fuck you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to shit.
That's because you fucking touched my drum set, because I know cops doesn't touch a four. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set. Okay?
If you do that, I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich. And I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out and I got like a dozen eggs. And I boiled them all. And then I spent probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds
good.
Really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
Fuck, man. What is going on? Friday Night Funhouse is on the air. VOC Nation, AK Funhouse on Twitter. Having a great time pressing buttons. That's right, I said buttons. Man, we got so much stuff happening and we're running out of time. But like this, like I said, I don't remember what I was talking about. So, don't forget to Twitter this fellow. Where is he?
Because people love having sex. Oh, well, my name is Namar Wells, guys. Make sure you come and follow me on Twitter. At Namar Wells at Twitter.
Had a great show. Great show. High fives all around. Just killed it, you know. Just fucking killed it, like we do every week. And, you know, I gave you some great opinions, you know. Exactly. The 99-cent store sells hand soap for 99 cents. But then if you go to a grocery store, it's only 99 cents if you have the card. So you should get the card, and then you can get 99 cents hand soap at the grocery store. I'm a big fan, or you can say proponent. I'm a big proponent of grocery store chicken. I like grocery store chicken, you know. It's great. And I find the microwave pizza DiGiorno very difficult because I don't understand the instructions. They tell you to fold along the sides, and then you're supposed to open or something on the, and then you're supposed to heat it up on the, on like the silver part. I don't get that. But anyways, we had a great time tonight, and you know, we're the cure for insomnia. We have the Funhouse reading list if you want to be a part of that. I'm trying to read The Lost World, Jurassic Park. I was starting to read it, and I lost the book. I got to look for it. And, yeah, AK Funhouse on Twitter. I think we got much happening tonight, but I don't want to go off air yet. So I got all this time. You know, I got all this time. Talk about anything I want to talk about. You know, Netflix, man. In your opinion, do you think Netflix destroyed Blockbuster Video? Because, yeah, Blockbuster Video, it's impossible, you know, fucking to compete with Netflix, right? So then now the Blockbuster Video is this crossroads. It's a clothing... It's a clothing store. Try to say that fast, right? So this clothing store, you can trade clothes for money. Like you... I tried to sell some of my stuff there, and they wouldn't take my shirts because they're like, oh, it's not in season, or not that many brown people shop here. I don't think we're going to buy your clothes. Nah, you know. You know how it is. Clothing store. It's a drag anyways. It's a fucking drag. I don't think I'm ever going to be on Saturday Night Live because I don't want to go to the Groundlings or wherever you have to go. Like, there's like a whole thing to do. To be Saturday Night Live, and I don't want to do that because I don't like any of the, you know, it looks like a lot of, you know, crap you have to actually interact with just to, you know, get through the levels and all that. I don't want to interact with anybody. I have a hard time. Like, I don't really enjoy, I don't want to make people laugh. Fuck people, man. You know, fuck the world. I want to do something else, but apparently I must have like some kind of talent because I'm kicking ass, like you hear me right now, you know, and I guess I got to continue, I got to keep going like Pac-Man, you know, just keep eating and eating before the ghosts catch me. Oh, man. This is Old Man McGee, and you're listening to Friday Night Funhouse. If you like, click the little red X on your computer. Save yourself. I don't like that bitch anyway. She never gives me my beer on time. Fucking hate her.
You have a girlfriend?
No.
How old are you now?
I'll be 36 in October.
My grandson's gay, too. I'll give you his number.
I'm not gay, but thank you.
Denial.
Groucho, I can't understand you.
I don't know why not. I'm a very simple man with very simple tastes. I like nothing better than to sit in front of an open fire with a dog and a pipe. Of course, if you can't get a pipe, you smoke a cigar.
I'm sorry, Alex. I should have told you.
You can't whack it to internet porn like everyone else?
You don't have a credit card.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
AK-47, when you absolutely, positively got to kill every mother in the room, except no substitutes.
Hey, Timmy, any chance I can crash on your couch tonight?
Why? So you can jerk off on my mom?
Jeff's a fucking liar, Timmy!
That reminds me, I hope somebody answers my ad for a secretary. That's either an answer to the ad or a termite with brass knuckles.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got like a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and the paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
I don't like that bitch anyway. She never gives me my beer on time. Fucking hate her.
First 3 months at the firm as a trainee. You make $150 a week. After you're done training, you take the Series 7. You pass that, you become a junior broker, and you're opening accounts for your team leader. You open 40 accounts, start working for yourself. Sky's the limit. A word or two about being a trainee. Friends, your parents, the other brokers, whoever, they're going to give you shit about it. It's true. $150 a week, not a lot of money. But pay them no mind. You need to learn this business, and this is the time to do it. Once you pass the test, none of that's going to matter. Your friends are shit. They tell me you made 25 grand last month, they're not gonna fucking believe you. Fuck them! Fuck them! Parents don't like the life you lead? Fuck you, Mom and Dad. See how it feels when you're making their fucking Lexus payments. Now go home and think about it. Think about whether or not this is really for you. If you decide it isn't, listen, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not for everyone. Thanks. But if you really want this, you call me on Monday. And we'll talk. Just don't waste my fucking time.
I'm curious, is it strictly apathy, or do you really not have a goal in life?
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed. And I gotta tell you, it feels phenomenal.
Farabelli, you've got the brain of a 4-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
So, now you know what's possible. Let me tell you what's required. You are required to work your fucking ass off at this firm. We want winners here, not pikers. A piker walks at the bell. A piker asks how much vacation time you get in the first year. Vacation time. People come and work at this firm for one reason, to become filthy rich. That's it. We're not here to make friends. We're not saving the fucking manatees here, guys. You want vacation time? Go teach third grade public school.
Well, in the meantime, could you let me have $12 until payday?
$12?
Don't be scared. You'll get it back. I'll give you my personal note for 90 days. If it isn't paid by then, you can keep the note.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's how you talk?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my bitch. Know what I'm saying? So shit, man. Fuck it.
You shouldn't even be hanging out with this pervert.
I don't hang out with him. I work with him, and that's it. I tried to introduce him to a few nice people. He made a fool of himself. I don't mess with him, baby. That's not me.
You should keep your hoe on a leash.
Oh, bro, I can't let you...
Hey.
I can't let you be talking to my woman like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch is running wild, man.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
All right. We are back. Friday Night Funhouse is on the air. We are live, people. We are live. And if you didn't learn anything during this episode, at least know this much.
Don't let anyone ever take your Walkman. I'm telling this to everybody out there listening. You know, they can take anything from you. Don't let them take your Walkman.
So people faxing in right now. People faxing. What are you going to do tonight? Well, it's 9:30 over here in Los Angeles, and I'm going to go on Netflix, and I'm going to watch Star Trek Next Generation Season 2, the episode where the Q introduces Jean-Luc Picard to the Borg for the first time. And it's going to be a great fucking episode. It's going to rock fucking out. And it's going to be a great fucking time. We're going to have a lot. You know what? My sister just called me. So I'm going to call her back right now since I'm on the air anyways. Not doing anything. See what's going on. Hello, Ogberg? Just called like 3 minutes ago. Now she's not answering. Stupid bitch. Wow. She just fucking called. I'm gonna call her again just for fucking harassing me now. Fucking call me when I'm trying to do my show. Bullshit. Call her on Skype. That's unbelievable. I really hate when she does that. She'll call, and then I don't answer, and then I call back, and then she doesn't answer twice. What a, fucking stupid. Disturbing the show, man. That's all that's happening. So, we got this thing, AKA's Guide to Being Cool. Let's do that right now. AKA's Guide to Being Cool. When you're at a party, sit in the corner and just put your hands in your pockets and just stare at the hottest chick there. Just stare at her tits. Don't even look at her face. Well, that's going to do it for the show. We're wrapping it up. Check us out at AK Funhouse on Twitter. See you later. That's all,
folks. Hey. What's up? How was your show?
Welcome back to Bonus AK. If you're part of subscribing to Bonus AK, actually it's free this week. And this is a post-game wrap-up show. You have exactly 3 minutes to call in the post-game wrap-up show. Yeah, I'm kind of gassy. That fucking Thai food fucked me up, man. Fucked me up. Anyways. 855-862-7234 post-game show. We're talking about the show we just did, and it was a great show. Great stuff. And we you know, we gave a great effort like we always do. And I had a lot of fun, if you can't tell. Had a lot of fun. Well, probably not, but 855-862-7234. We're going to take your post-game AK calls after this break. Hey, the show's not about sound effects, funny clips. It's about you, man. Just keep doing your stuff, and you'll be okay. Fuck, my neighbors are loud. Why do they listen to that? They're not even black.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than 5 women to be in the same place, except for in brothel or in grave. In USA, many women meet in a group called the feminists.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it 4 retards talking over each other about nothing?
What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
personal check-in to be okay. You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
He's a really nice guy and all, but I'm pretty sure that he is a serial murderer.
Who cares, man? He's a nice guy. I just want to get drunk, fucked up, and play some cards.
That's great. Look, I don't want to end up a lampshade in some creepy apartment. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Matt. Did you touch my drum set?
Nope.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird. Because I didn't touch them.
Hey! Didn't you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drumstick. Because the left one has a chip in it.
You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Fuck you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to shit.
That's because you fucking touched my drum set, because I know cops doesn't start till 4. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs, because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set, okay?
Did you do that? I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got like a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds good. Really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
This is Bonus AK right now. You're listening to AK talk about the show he just did. And if you want to subscribe to this, go ahead and email us or contact us on Twitter at AK Fun House on Twitter. AK Fun House on Twitter, hashtag Sweatpants Glory, hashtag, you know, this, this guy, this old guy at the bar, he was like, oh man, you just drink Heineken, they should call you the Heineken Kid. I'm like, that would be inappropriate, sir, I'm 34 years old. He's like, oh, I'm 65, I can be a kid my whole life. So there you go. Oh, here we go. Now he's calling back. No, I got a message. No, I'm getting a text message, but no. Kind of slow. Cut it early. Yeah, it was kind of slow, right? Kind of slow. Let me text her. Just chilling. Chilling, watching Netflix. Of course, when she comes over, I have to change whatever I'm watching because that bitch isn't interested in, or not, it's over her head. She's going to try to figure out, what is that giant square thing? It's chasing them. What is that? She'll end watching Netflix. And she tell her to get food, too. Looking starving. Well, I got a bunch of junk food. I got TV dinners and shit. All right, I played all the clips. We did everything we have to do here at this point. What I was talking about. So, I'm talking about the Borg, man. The fucking Borg. The first time Captain Picard is faced with a huge challenge, something he's never faced before. But only one person would hold the secret, and that would be Whoopi Goldberg, and everyone always asks, like, why is she always wearing that hat? Because I think their alien race had big hats like that and shit like that, you know? It's like Pharrell with his, like, little knit cap thing. He's probably got, like, a branch growing out of his head or something. But anyhow, So fucking the Borg, they're coming, man. You know, they're like several fucking light years away and shit. But that motherfucker Q, man, he just fucking Q not related to the Q that was banging Jess, and Jess never bought me nothing for Christmas. Q, but another Q, the Q continuum. You know, maybe he was part of the Q continuum. How the fuck would he get a chick like Jess if he wasn't part of the Q continuum, motherfucker? Yeah, right? He had great powers and shit. Fuck. Anyways. That's another story for another time. Anyways, the Q, they're coming after, the Q snaps his fingers and he fucking sends the Enterprise, like, in the Deep Space Nine shit and all that bullshit. Deep Space Nine was gay, by the way. But anyways, so the Borg finds them. Like, the Borg didn't even know there was fucking life out there, or they wouldn't even get out there. So, like, I guess the Federation can thank the Q Continuum for fucking them over with the fucking Borg motherfuckers coming after them, because they wouldn't even discover that shit. The fucking Enterprise wouldn't even make it that far. And yet the fucking Captain Picard had to beg Q and shit like that. Oh, please bring me back. And he snaps his finger and brings the Enterprise back, and they're not ready and shit. And then the Borg comes anyways, like another season down, I think. We are live. Post-game show. Where is it? Where is it? Give me the crowd noise. Give me the crowd noise. Pre-recorded in front of a live studio audience. All right. What is going on? We are out of here. Thanks for listening, everybody.